Young Mandela by David James Smith. Read by Allison Johnson. 1. Shosholoza Mandela. Within hours of Nelson Mandela's arrest on August 5, 1962, a white Jewish comrade, Wolfie Kodesh, was assigned the unenviable duty of breaking the news to Mandela's wife, Winnie. Kodesh was inclined to be overly cautious and excessively conspiratorial. He had spent 5 months sleeping on the Observatory Golf Club course and in friends' backyards to avoid arrest during the state of emergency after Sharpeville in 1960. Eventually, it occurred to him to rent a safe apartment under an assumed name and sleep there more comfortably instead. Knowing Winnie was under regular, if not constant, surveillance by the South African Police Service's special branch, Kodesh had prevailed on Esther, a black woman who was in charge of the distribution of food hampers at the Johannesburg offices of the newspaper New Age, to walk ahead of him and make the first approach to Mrs. Mandela at a nearby building where she was then working as a child welfare officer. When Esther gave Kodesh the signal, the all clear, he slipped into the entrance. Winnie came down to greet him. Kodesh had been out late the night before at meetings and must have looked scruffy, tired. The shock of Mandela's arrest and the sadness of the task made it difficult for him to speak. "Is it him?" Winnie asked. "Yes." Kodesh realized then that he must finish his task quickly and simply said, "He's been caught at Howick. He's being brought up here. I don't know whether by plane..."